train is coming. Lord, it's coming around the bend. You know Jesus said he was coming back. Oh, but he didn't.
He didn't say when.
Well, you better get your house in order. I know the Lord is coming again. Well, I tell you that nothing on
this train.
Everything
to gain.
Great God, you ought to
come along. Way up,
my friend, come along. You better get aboard, Lord, and ride
this.
Nothing on, nothing on
this train.
Everything
to gain.
Great God, you ought to come along. My friend, oh, you better get aboard, yeah. Nothing on, nothing on this train. Everything to gain. The Bible is a book that reveals the whole panorama of creation. The Bible is a book that unveils the loftiness of the prophets. The Bible is a book that reveals the portrait of Christ. The Bible is a book that reveals the philosophy of salvation. The Bible is a book that reveals the facts of sin and the fact of the Savior. So somebody said, read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. And practice it to be holy. Amen?
Amen.
Again, let me say to all of our guests today, we are delighted that you are here. Amen. And if you're here today for the first time and you are not a member of the Church of Christ, I'm going to ask you if you would just slip up your hand. We have a package we want to give you. So if you'll just slip up your hand, don't be shy. Amen. And we are so delighted that you're here. We want to give you some food for thought from the Word of God, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And also we prepared for you a delicious meal that we believe will delight your palate. You mind having your palate delighted?
Amen.
That's a good thing, ain't it? And nourish your body. So we are certainly happy that you have come today. And I want to share a special message with you today from the Word of God. So I want to call your attention in the Bible, if you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to two scriptural sites. The first site is Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 40. And the second site is 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1. Two sites, Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 40. And 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1. If you have Matthew's account, say amen.
Amen.
And the Word of God reads, then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And the second site is 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 1. If you have it, please say amen. And the word of God reads, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Using these dual readings this morning, I want to talk to you from the subject, and I would challenge you to put on your critical thinking skills today. From the subject, why do you believe what you believe? Why do you believe what you believe? This message today is about one of the most important things that we can do, that all people do, and that is all people believe. There are no people who do not believe. The word believe means to accept something as being true or real. Believe means to accept one as being truthful. From a theological standpoint, the idea of believe means to think that something is real. It is to be persuaded. It is to trust. It is to rely. Now, all of us have reasons for whatever we believe. We have reasons for what we believe. Specialists tell us that there are three important reasons why people believe, and one reason is psychological need. We all have a need to believe because psychologically we are so constituted that we have to believe, and we are beings or creatures of thought. And being that we have to believe something. And then sometime one believes because of social exposure. Sometime to a great extent, what we believe is contingent or dependent upon what I have been exposed to. My environment affects what I believe. You know the story about the little engine who thought he could. Yeah. I think I can. And then after a while, he got up the hill. He said, I thought I could. Amen. And then they talk about, there's another issue. They talk about the genetic component. But we don't give much weight or credence to the genetic component because nobody determines their genetic makeup. And if belief is dependent upon my genetics, then God is responsible for whether I believe or not, because, you know, I didn't determine my DNA. neither did you. Amen. But all of us believe. So this morning I'm sharing this message. I'm dedicating this message to all true believers in the house. Are you a true believer? I'm dedicating this message to all true believers who are willing to examine what they believe, who are willing to rethink and even change if truth demands that you change. This is what this message is all about. So there are three things I want you to see. I want you to see, number one, what does loving God with all your mind have to do with believing? Point number two, there has always been a struggle to believe, even from the very beginning. And point number three, why do you believe what you believe about these issues? Amen. In the context and the text of Matthew 22, Jesus engaged in a conversation with an expert in the law. He knew Jesus was a growing rabbi and he had gained status, and he asked him, "Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" This question did not perplex or confuse Jesus because he responded. He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind. And the second is like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commands hang all the law and the prophets." In Mark's commentary on this command, Mark said there are no commands that are greater than these. When I think about the source of these commands, the source of these commands is God Almighty. The source of these commands is the great I Am. The source of these commands is the one who is omnipotent, which means he's all powerful. The source of these commands is the one who is omniscient, which means he's all knowing. The source of these commands is from the one who is omnipresent, which means he's everywhere present at the same time. The source of these commands is from the one who cannot lie. The one who cannot be mistaken. The one who cannot be deceived. Have we lost sight of the sovereignty and the supremacy of God? We realize this morning how great the God who made us is. And Jesus said the greatest responsibility and obligation for every human being in this God-created world is to love God with all you got. Amen? Amen. Love God with the totality of your being. All your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and all your strength. What does it mean to love him? You know, there are many components, but I just want to focus on loving him with all your mind. What does that mean? Somebody put it this way, and really, you don't really understand life if you don't understand there's a connection between the commandments and life. If you really want to live, you got to understand the commandments. Amen. And somebody put it this way, it's not so much that we break God's commandments, but rather we break ourselves upon his commandments. Amen. Well, what does it mean to love God with all your mind? It means to love God with all of your intellect. Means to love God with all of your intelligence. It means to love God with all of your thinking. It means to love God with sound, well-informed decisions. It means to love God with all of my mental capability and all of my mental capacity, because God made my mind. And if anybody knows about what I ought to do with my mind, it's the Creator who made it. He said, I want you to love me with all of your mind. But what does that have to do with believing? It's got a whole lot to do. Because if you love God with your mind, you just can't believe everything. Amen. And can't just believe everybody. All right, is that right? All right? You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, God is a God who tests people. God doesn't tempt you to sin, but he does try our hearts. In the book of Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter, God said, I led you in the wilderness to see whether you would, to see what was in your heart, whether you would obey me or not. And then sometime in life, God will put you in a situation to see whether you're going to obey. And God said, I let you go hungry to see whether you would obey. But then he stepped in and fed them with manna from heaven. He said, in order to let you know that man does not live by bread alone, but he lives, if you really gonna live, you live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And then, but the land's read it so beautifully. There's another test in Deuteronomy chapter 13. Well, God allows somebody who's teaching wrong. You ever wondered why all this stuff that's wrong and God allow all these folks telling it wrong? There's a reason for that. He allows the false teacher, the false messenger, the false prophet to come into our presence to see whether we will love him with all of our minds. Deuteronomy 13, 1 to 3 proves that. Brother Wyatt, would you please come and help me and turn your Bible to Deuteronomy 13. I want to have this read again. Deuteronomy 13. There's a test. Love God with all of your intellect. Love God with all of your thinking capacity. Thank God with your judgment. Love God with your judgment. I don't honor God by making foolish decisions. Amen. Read, Brother Wyatt. 13:1, what does that say?
If there arise among you.
If thou arise among you.
A prophet.
A prophet.
Or a dreamer of dreams.
Or a dreamer of dreams.
And give thee a sign.
And give you a sign.
Or a wonder.
Or a wonder.
And the sign or the wonder.
And the sign or wonder.
Come to pass.
Come to pass.
Whereof he spake unto
you. Whereof he spake unto you.
Saying. Let us go.
Let us go.
After other gods.
Other gods. God allows false messengers and false teachers to come into our presence. God says, I know the false messengers in the world. Amen. Because I know everything. Yes, sir. I know everything about what's going on in the world. I know everything about what's going on in your life. All right. But I will allow the false messenger to come into your presence to know whether you will love me enough to follow the truth wherever it leads. Let's see if that's not true. Read.
Go after other gods which thou hast not known.
You're going to go after another god. You're to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Is that correct? Read.
And let us serve them.
And let us serve them.
Thou shalt not hearken unto the
word. He said, thou shalt not hearken unto him.
The words of the prophet.
The words of the prophet.
Or that dream of dreams.
Or that dream of dreams.
For the Lord your God.
For the Lord your God.
Proveth thee.
Is testing you.
To know whether.
God, you see, God allows these folks to tell it wrong to test you. And me. Amen. Why do you believe what you believe? Read, Brother Wyatt.
To know whether.
To know whether.
You love the Lord your God.
You love the Lord your God.
With all your heart.
With all your heart.
With all your soul.
All your soul.
You shall walk after the Lord your God.
You shall walk after the Lord your God.
And fear him.
And fear him.
And keep his commandments.
And keep his commandments.
And obey him.
And obey him.
And ye shall serve him. And cleave unto him.
Now, brothers and sisters, in the very beginning, there has always been a struggle to believe what's right and what's wrong. Don't you have a lot of stuff coming at you sometime and you don't know what to believe? You ever been there? They tell you that sweet and low is good for you. Do another study, it ain't good for you. Good gracious of life. Is that all right? Amen. But the struggle to believe began from the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16. God gave Adam and Eve the undeniable, indisputable, irrefutable truth. Did y'all get that? The undeniable, indisputable, irrefutable truth in the garden. God said, there's a tree in the midst of this garden, and every tree you have privilege, you have rights to eat. From every tree, but there is one tree that is prohibited, that is restricted. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat from it, but in the day you eat from it, there's a terrible penalty you're going to pay. You're going to surely die. The undeniable, the indisputable, the irrefutable truth that came from the mouth of God. Are you going to believe it? Why you believe what you believe? Move to the next chapter, Genesis chapter 3. The serpent comes in. He is most subtle than any beast of the field that the Lord God had made. The serpent comes in, calls attention to what God had commanded. The woman knew what God commanded because she gave it back to him. He said, have God said, thou shalt not eat of the trees of the garden? She said, no, he didn't say that. He said, Of all the trees of the garden we can eat, but the one in the middle we can't eat, in the midst we can't eat, because in the day we eat thereof and test it, we're going to die. So she understood the command. The question is, but what is she going to believe? Are you going to believe the undeniable, indisputable, irrefutable truth or the devil's lie? The devil comes along and says to her, watch this. Thou shalt not surely die. The woman said, sure enough. Sure enough. Girl, no. Listen. What's going to happen? In the day you eat it, you're going to become like God. And you're going to know just like God, good from evil. Now the question is, why did Eve believe what she believed? The Bible gives a reason. Give three reasons why she believed it. Number one, after the devil got through with her, when the devil make a visit with you and spend some time with you, you will look at things differently. Is that right? Before, when she believed what God said, the undeniable, indisputable, irrefutable truth, the tree was poison, it was toxic, it was lethal. But now Satan spins it. And so you won't die. So now, she saw the tree was good for food. She wanted to taste the forbidden fruit. Why is it folk love to taste the forbidden fruit? And y'all read between the lines. Is that all right? She saw the tree was good for food. It was pleasant to the eye. It looked good. You ever had an experience, something that looked good, found out it wasn't good? You ever had that experience? You thought you wanted it, but when you got it, you had buyer's remorse. That ever happened to you? And then the Bible said that she wanted to be wise. Who doesn't want to be smart today? We want to be smart people, intelligent people. Is that correct? Absolutely we do. Nothing wrong with that, but be wise in the right way. But she thought there was some magical powers in that tree, in that forbidden fruit, that when she ate it, it would then transfer to her God-like properties and powers, and she would now know good from evil. So the struggle to believe what's right, began in the very beginning. Let's move a little further. In the wilderness, there was a struggle to believe what was right. Why you believe what you believe religiously? Amen. That's a good question, isn't it? You need to ask that question. God had promised them that I'm going to lead you into a land flowing with milk and honey. And so God, through Moses, sent out 12 spies to spy out the land. They were gone 40 days. They came back with the fruit from the land. And they gave a report. 10 said, yeah, it's a good land. But we can't take it. The cities are walled up to heaven. They're fortified. They're giants in that land. And we look like grasshoppers in their sight. That was their report. 10 said you can't do it. Who you gonna believe? 2, Caleb and Joshua said, we're well able to do it. Let us rise up at once and do it. But the Bible say the nation, you see, it's important what you believe. The nation rejected Caleb and Joshua, and they believed the report of the 10, and they cried in their tents all night. They murmured against Moses and Aaron. They even got so negative, they said, we could have died in Egypt. Yeah. Now, how many folks in here today want to go back to the days of Jim Crowism? Y'all ain't saying that. You don't want to go back to that, do you? Amen. And then they said, and it really got deep, they said that God has brought us into this land to be killed by the sword. Well, 10 said it couldn't be done, but they were wrong. 2 said it could be done. They were right. So it's always been a struggle to believe the right thing. That struggle continues today. There's so much being taught religiously. Amen. That struggle continues today. Why do you believe what you believe? Is that a relevant question? But only the truth. Thank God for the truth. Will set us free. Is that all right? Because truth crossed the earth will rise again. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Solomon said, buy the truth and sell it not. Didn't he say that? James Russell Lowell said, truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne, yet that scalpel sways the future, and behind the dim unknown, God standing within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. I tell you, God's word is true, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of our God endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow. And it is a designer of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my paths. Is that right? Now, sometime as I conclude, sometime you got to pay the price to know the truth. Would you please put on your critical thinking hat for just a moment? Is that all right? Is that all right, brothers and sisters? Let's put on our critical thinking hat for just a moment. If what you believe is not that important, why was it so catastrophic for people in the Bible who believed the wrong thing? Why you believe what you believe religiously? Amen. And if it doesn't matter what you believe, why does the Bible say in 1 John 4:1? I want you to read that again. I'm gonna read that again. Listen to this. This passage doesn't make sense if we don't examine why we believe. I'm gonna bring it a little closer to y'all in just a moment. What does that say?
Beloved. Believe not every spirit.
Believe not. So God say, love me with how much of your mind? All of your mind. What do you do with your mind? You think. You reason. You make judgments with your mind. So God said, love me with that capacity. Beloved, believe. That don't accept as true. Read it, Brother Wyatt.
Believe not every spirit.
Believe not every spirit.
But try the spirit.
But try or test the spirits.
Whether they are of God.
Whether they are of God.
Because.
I mean, don't be just following some religiously and theologically and you ain't checked it out. Amen. Y'all feeling this? Come on, preacher. Because what?
Many false prophets are gone out.
Where are they?
Into the world.
Well, where they at?
All around.
That ain't good grammar, but that's good talk, Claudia. That's cornbread talk now. Mama said, where that boy? I knew what she was talking about. She broke it on down. Is that all right? Where are they? Is that better? Jesus said, many false prophets have gone out
into the world.
Now here's what Robert Ringer said. He's a great author. He said that in our search for truth, sometime, listen, we have to give up cherished beliefs. You ever believe something in your life and you found out to your chagrin that it wasn't correct? It is said nothing is sadder than seeing a well-held opinion killed by a brutal fact. My Lord. Seneca said, if a man is shopping for a horse, he should not merely look at the bridle and the saddle and not the horse. You mean to tell me you're going to buy a horse and all you're going to look at is the bridle and the saddle and not the horse? Seneca said that man is a fool. Alfred North Whitehead talked about a new pluralism. And the new pluralism says, Sister Johnson, it says that Christians should not force their beliefs on others. And that's correct. We shouldn't force our belief on people. But you are and I am responsible for what I believe. Why do you believe what you believe? And sometime in our search for truth, formidable obstacles and roadblocks can get in the way. Sometime ignorance can get in the way. Sometime prejudice can get in the way. Sometime bias can get in the way. Sometime fear can get in the way. Sometime attractive, erroneous, philosophical systems can get in the way. Sometime theological mirages can get in the way. Sometime the commandments and the doctrines of men can get in your way of the search for truth. And sometimes seducing spirits and doctrines of demons can get in the way of searching for truth. But why do you believe what you believe? Do you believe that just because something has been believed for a long time is true? Well, we always believe that. But does that make it so? Do you believe that just because a few influential and prominent people believe something, that makes it true? Why do you believe what you believe? Well, you know, everybody would just believe that. But did you not know in the history of the world, the majority ain't been wrong, hadn't been right about much? Did you know that? I think it was Copernicus. Galileo, I don't know, one of them, Bruce Berlin, know. He said that the earth revolved around the sun. Is that right, Doc? Galileo. I knew you knew. That's why I run it by him. But the well-held view was that the sun revolved around the earth. And they treated Galileo pretty bad. Well, Columbus believed that the earth was flat. Listen. And if you keep selling Bobby Scott, you're gonna soon sell off the earth. In the height of racism. Can I get deep? They said that black men had tails. You ever heard that? And guess what? Some folks believed it. Well, I just won't think the way mom and them did it. Well, mom and them had an outdoor toilet. Do you want that? Mom and them had fans and had no air conditioning. You want that? Huh? Mom and them didn't have no microwave. Boop, 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 boop. You want that? Why do you believe? God say, don't believe every spirit. I'm concluding now. I want to go to Acts 17. I'm concluding. I want to challenge you. I got some questions I'm going to ask you, and we're going to conclude. But I want to challenge you to put on your thinking hat. Love God with all your mind. Love God with your thinking ability. Acts 17:11 is a noble passage. Read it, Brother Wyatt. 10 and 11.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas
all
by
right.
night unto Berea.
Okay, come on.
Who coming thither went into the synagogue to the Jews.
All right. Read.
These were more noble.
Now listen to this path. These were more noble. That is fair-minded. Fair-minded. If you were impaneled on a jury, and your responsibility is to hear evidence, and based upon the evidence, produce a verdict. Is that correct? You wouldn't say if somebody walked in that they just look guilty. Well, you might say it, but that's bad. How's somebody gonna look guilty? That's prejudice. You gotta hear the evidence. Is that right? Solomon said, it's a shame for a man to tell a matter before he hears it. That's what the wise man Solomon said. Read, Brother Wyatt.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica.
All right.
In that they received the word.
Now, I want you to receive this word today, but don't just take my word for it. But you got to pay a price to know the truth. Receive the word with all readiness of mind.
And search the scriptures
and
daily. Whether those things were
to see before they were going to believe something, before you believe anything religiously or otherwise, test it. Whatever claims your faith, you need to test it. Now let me throw some things at you. The Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. The Bible says God has not left himself without witness, in that he did good, giving us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons. Whatever the rainfall, God does that. Whenever the crops bring forth, God does that. That is his witness. And yet there are some people who believe there is no God. Talking to Brother Jeremy this morning, he said there are some people who know, he know, that don't believe there's a God. Why you believe it ain't no God? Look up. Look around you. And you see his evidence. It takes more faith not to believe it than it does to believe it. Amen. How you explain DNA? How you explain the nervous system, the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, the digestive system, the reproductive systems? How you explain you? All of the evidence is all around us. And what about the way, perhaps there's somebody in here today don't believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to God? Why you believe that? Why do you believe what you believe? Do you have real compelling reasons not to believe that? Because Jesus said, and these are what you call exclusivist passages. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to God but by me. Didn't he say that? John, Acts 14:12, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And yet other people are trying to go to heaven other ways. My question is, Why do you believe what you believe? And then the Bible says there's one church. That's what the Bible says. That church was built by Jesus Christ upon this rock. The rock being the confession that he was Christ, the Son of God. I will build my church. And the church was purchased by his blood. Yet there are some people who believe that one church is as good as another. My question is, why do you believe what you believe? You see, never be afraid to ask why you are a Democrat. Never be afraid to ask why you're a Republican. Never be afraid to ask why you are independent. Never be afraid to ask why you're a member of the Church of Christ. Never be afraid to ask why you are Catholic. Never be afraid to ask why you are Baptist. Never be afraid to ask why you are Presbyterian. My thing is, why do you believe what you believe? You're to love God with all your mind, your best thinking. And then marriage. Marriage is the cultural war of our day. It's a cultural war going on about marriage. But the Son of God said that marriage is a covenant of companionship between a man and a woman. He said in Matthew 19, have you not read? But he that made them at the beginning made them both male and female. And for this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother, and he shall cleave unto his wife, and they being twain shall become one flesh. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Romans chapter 1 says that same-sex relations are against nature. The Greek word physis, which literally means they are against the Creator's purpose. And I say with all of the love in my heart to the LGBT community, we love you and we are calling you to repentance, because God has never discriminated against anybody. But why do some people believe what they believe about marriage now? Isn't that a good question? I was talking to a good friend of mine. He said, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Well, my only objection is I believe the Bible. And I'm basing my belief on what the Bible say. Why do you be, what you basing your belief on? Is that all right? Why do you believe? Lord have mercy. Is that a good question? Amen. Is that a good question? You believe somebody was your friend? Smiling in your face. All the time want to take your place. Y'all fill in the blank. No backstabs. The man said, why you call me brother when you don't really? See, I knew y'all knew that. So you come up to me skinning and grinning, and you done just stole my 8-track out of my car. So you got to go back for that. You got to go on back. I remember the day, man, I had an 8-track under my dashboard. Yeah. Yes, sir. I thought I was something. Yeah, and I had all the sounds, Sis Johnson. diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene, gangster lean, ooh hoo. Is that all right? At one time, I believe that was good. One time, my fro was wet. Bell bottom pants, them high platform shoes. I walk like that. Oh, I thought that was what was going on, but I changed, y'all. Cut my hair down. Changed my wardrobe. Is that all right? Let me give you one more baptism. Well, some people believe that baptism has nothing to do with salvation. Why you believe that? Why do you believe? See, this sermon is dedicated to all true believers. True believers who are willing to honor God with their thought process. Is that a good thing? But the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, 15, 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Ain't that good news? 1 Peter 3:21 says, the like figure whereunto baptism doth now also even save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. My question is, don't just go along for the ride. Ask the question, why do I believe what I believe? Oh, amid the tweets and the emails and the Instagram and the LinkedIn, you got to hear the voice of God against the TV shows and the soap operas and the movies. You got to hear the voice of God amid all the voices in the world trying to lead you this way or the other way. You got to hear the voice of God. Is that all right? Because God said, love me with all of your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Lord have mercy, and all your strength. You see, God moves in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps upon the sea and he rides upon the storm. Is that all right? The God I worship and the God I serve, he threaded the earth with rivers and lakes. He put the spots on the leopard and the stripes on the zebra. He put the big in the elephant and the wiggle in the worm. Is that all right? He put a song in the mockingbird's throat. And can't nobody do me like Jesus Christ. Is that all right? And he's telling me, why do you believe what you believe? Is that all right? Is that a good question? I want you to put on your thinking hat. Amen. And ask myself a question. Well, I have always voted Democrat. Why you do that? Well, I have always shopped at Piggly Wiggly. Even though they don't treat you right at Piggly Wiggly, you keep going back. Why you do that? Amen. Why do you believe? How many believe the Bible is the inspired, infallible, authoritative word of God? Do you not know a lot of things taking place religiously has no basis in this book? Amen. And that's why you got to put on your thinking hat, because your destiny is at stake. That's why Solomon said, buy the truth and sell it not. That's why Paul said, we can do nothing against the truth. Is that right? And that's why the hymnologist said, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage for the grapes of wrath to store. He's loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth. Can anybody say amen to that? His truth is marching on. Is that all right? Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Is that all right? For you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Is that all right? And remember that the devil is a liar. Bernie made off. Made off with all the dope. Is that right? And Brother Earl, they said Bernie Madoff was a master liar. He was a show. That man could show enough lie. But guess what? The devil is a liar extraordinaire. He's a master at fraud. And he wants you to believe the wrong thing. And that's why I want to say, if you want to become a New Testament Christian, you got five things you got to do. Now, you can believe all this other stuff, but you better test the spirits. Don't go into eternity and you stand before the Lord and he said, well, why did you believe it? Well, cause the rest of them, baby and them, a June bug didn't believe that. You got to say, Lord, I did it because I searched your word and your word told me what to do, and I wanted to be in compliance and submission to your will. You hear the gospel. You believe it. You repent of your sins. You confess Christ and you're baptized. That makes you a New Testament Christian. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw this out as a challenge. You don't see in the Bible anybody praying for salvation. They're all baptized in water. Now either you believe that or you don't. But my question is, why do you believe what you believe? Do you believe you can live in sin and die in sin? You're still going to be all right? Stand on your feet, please. That's the message. Would you stand, please? Do you believe you can live in sin and die in sin? Are you going to be all right? Do you believe you can just ignore God like some people are? Brother Harris prayed. There are some people who are ignoring God, won't give God the time of day. But yet on Monday morning, they're going to get up and go on the job, give a man all day. God can't get no time. You think you're going to be all right doing that? Why you believe that? You believe you're going to be all right going to church once every 6 months? Why you believe that? You believe you can mistreat folks and you're going to be all right, cuss folks out, and get surprised when they cuss you back? I'm just keeping it real, y'all. Huh? You think you can just mistreat people in this world and then when you get in trouble, everybody gonna come to see about you? You're in for a rude awakening. Why do you believe that some people destroy a relationship and you wonder why the relationship destroyed? Amen? I mean, if you keep kicking the dog, two things going to happen. He's going to bite you or he's going to leave you. Is that all right? So I'm saying, brothers and sisters, why this message is dedicated to all true believers. Why do you believe what you believe? That's a great question, isn't it? Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth is thou? Oh, do I'm calling you,
Savior.
Oh, Savior. Why don't you hear my cry? You know that why on earth dost thou but call? Oh, do not pass me. Maybe seated.